Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age. It's the 11th. No, it's the 10th of January. I'm jumping ahead in the conspiracy. Talking today about one of the many marvels of the Ukraine war that a lot of people haven't noticed, other than the fact that U.S. military industrial complex is making themselves tons of cash, supplying throwaway and overpriced weapons to the Ukrainians to use on the Russians. Don't let it be said that our allies in NATO aren't trying their best to do the same thing. If you recall, there has been some things from the England's moved some things over, the old Eastern Bloc countries, Romania, Poland, things like that have also moved it over. Significantly, what I've seen, which was a little bothersome, is a lot of these weapons are older. They're being priced at modern day prices. And these countries are using them to kind of cook the books on their military spending. Germany is one of the newer to the group. When the war first was kicking in, Germany tried to make a couple deals, and the U.S. actually pushed them out of the trough. But now, I guess, as they've been wavering, which is odd, you know, once again, because Germany was the number one beneficiary of this Russian oil, they're the least enthusiastic of the allies in NATO to run against the Russians. So we've had to sweeten the pot. They're going to have to deal with their own inspector general's office at some point. A couple of articles that I'm going to bring in here to mention, and one of them here is from The Guardian, and they have a couple of good things. And they started out by saying, well, the Germans are going to be giving, first of all, nobody gives anybody anything. A lot of times the Americans will compensate other countries who have made donations by allowing them to buy new weapon systems, but they're using old weapon systems valued higher so that they can get more bang for their buck out of the United States. The United States itself has been selling or giving weapons that we haven't used since Vietnam. The M113 personnel carrier, I've seen that go out the door. A lot of the older artillery pieces, Patriot missile, which has been around for freaking ever. I'm surprised they haven't given Hawk missile batteries out at this point. So some of the things are older, and we are getting duped on the monies that it's cost to do these things. But yeah, like I said, now Germany got caught up in a deal that it tried to make with Romania, which now I can't get the paperwork on. It was from a German magazine. It wasn't Der Spiegel. It was an online magazine. And it mentioned the Germans were going to make a deal with Romania that if Romania had donated X amount of T-55 modified tanks, which are old, they're museum, you know, they were when I was young, museum piece freaking tanks that have been modified to the Ukrainians, they were going to end up getting a number of Leopard tanks, which is the piece de resistance of the German tank making industry. The Leopard or whatever the variant was, it was an earlier variant. And they wanted X amount of Leopards to give away X amount of T-55s. Somehow that got squashed, and instead the Germans sent them a bunch of these very high-tech and expensive all-purpose use trucks, which the trucks were worth a freaking fortune on their own. So they got the trucks instead of the tanks. So somebody must have said, we don't want Romania getting those. Let's see if Romania ends up with the old Abrams tank or Challenger, something like that, because that's our market. We're looking at all our many markets, right? And tanks are on their way out, and drones are on the way in. So to facilitate this further, the Germans have given, or however you want to do it, pledged to send these. They look like they're a tracked body vehicle, and it has a bridge on it. It folds down, the bridge goes off, and you can ford rivers and streams with this thing, right? So they're going to send 16 of these over to Ukraine. At that point, this is the funny part. So they're going to send them 16 of these. At that point, they announce that they've made a deal with the Ukrainians to purchase. The Ukrainians will purchase 155 millimeter self-propelled howitzers from the Germans. Okay, these they have to build. These aren't just sitting around someplace. So what they're doing is they're giving them these old bridge laying track vehicles. They're going to throw in a bunch of Martyrs, which is the, if you see the Bradley, the Martyr was the cooler version of the Martyr. Right? I mean, the Martyr is the cooler version of the Bradley. I'm sorry. It's been around since the 80s or 70s. And pretty good, still pretty good piece of iron. The also giving them the Gepard, which is an anti-aircraft vehicle. It's the Martyr chassis. Same thing, track vehicle with automatic anti-aircraft guns. These are also being thrown into the mix. But on the other side of that, this deal for the self-propelled howitzers, because they need self-propelled vehicles. The howitzers, the counter battery, which is when you're hunting down artillery, basically, is a big thing over here. Everyone's getting to learn how counter battery fire and counter battery hunting works now, because this is where it's being done, right? So the total price for this 100 howitzers is, and this is European money or British pounds, it's 1.4 billion British pounds or 1.7 billion euros. So the Ukrainians have the money to buy 1.7 billion euros worth of artillery from the Germans, yet the Americans give them everything for free, right? Pretty interesting right there. That's what I would say. That's very interesting to me. That sounds like we're bribing an ally to stay with us on this, right? And then if you go over to, and I prefer the, I like this other one. It's the Germans with a Z. You'll see the clip. Met this guy. This also has an issue where the Germans are supplying the Ukrainians with the Patriot missile system. So even though there people were like, hey, I don't think America should give that to them, they said, well, we'll just give it to the Germans because the Germans already have it. And then they'll still get it. And then we'll give it to them as well. So once again, the Germans are facilitating this deal for us in return for, I'm not quite sure what, probably allowing that howitzer deal to go through. Because these are U.S. weapons, and at that point, once you go back and see, at certain points in our two careers, the United States and Germany, we supplied NATO with most of their weaponry. I mean, the big stuff. And then, you know, things have changed since then, obviously. But at this point, these Patriots are old enough where they could have been for free. So once again, the United States selling arms in a way to an ally and getting around congressional authority to do it. And this is what should be the problem here. First of all, we're not at war with the Russians. Secondly, NATO has never pushed out any binding resolution, you know, because we had the Korean War. Remember that? That was a NATO or United Nations or whatever force operating there. It wasn't just the Americans, contrary to what the MASH unit told you on television. So this happens. Rheinmetall, disclaimer, I have 5 shares of stock in them. It's going to sell them a number of other vehicles and offered 100 infantry fighting vehicles. And how they're going to do it is 40 of them were supposed to go to Greece. And there were 60 more sitting around. So I guess they canceled the Greek contract because this was more lucrative. And they're supposed to be the Martyrs. Sorry, when it translates, Martin, Martyr, same thing, T-E-N, it's a bird. So these things were all sitting there, and Germans rounded up all these old weapons, sent them over, and it says right here, since the beginning of Biden's term, the United States provided $22 million in aid to Ukraine since 2021, and they're promising them more and more things as they go along. Now, the Germans keep an eye on it because they want to supply a lot of these weapons. French have some weapons, but they've been busy supplying things to South America and to some of the Arab states. So the Germans, since the beginning of the war, has supplied Ukraine with weapons and military equipment worth 2.25 billion euros. Okay, and that's with some older self-propelled howitzers. Not these howitzers we're talking about. So it's just a big money orgy, a big get around the U.S. Congress to supply weapons to people, which thank God we didn't do nuclear proliferation through NATO, because they'd be giving them nuclear weapons, right? If the Pershing missile was still in country, that would have been up on the block. If you remember the Pershing, that was what the Russians were really afraid of. It's an intermediate range missile that you could put a nuclear warhead on. The fact that it's still continuing to ramp up, but we're running out of old shit. And the reason they're running out of old shit is because these guys either don't know what they're fucking doing with it. The age of armored fighting vehicles in Europe is over. Don't think the age of armored fighting vehicles is over everywhere. It's just over in that part of Europe, which is where it was supposed to be fought. Now, because technology has caught up with the anti-tank weapons, and nobody ever read anything that Rommel wrote, they would realize that anti-tank weapons as a screen or as a hunter can definitely neutralize armor if armor is not applied with Air Force together. That's actually Guderian, but Rama was big on the anti-aircraft, the anti-tank screening. So it's a big shit sandwich still. There is no congressional oversight. I would hope that as the Republicans get in there, after they're done investigating the FBI, after they're done investigating the fake Trump shit, that they would take a look at this. Easiest way to do it would be to go back and try to investigate what happened the last 2 to 3 years of weapons procurement for the Afghan army. And you'll see something moving there. See, Britain was able to get in on that with us because Britain was our ally in that fight. Okay. I don't know how much they actually made. That would be for somebody in England. If there's anybody in England who has good news for us along those lines, please contact me. So that's about it. Not much else to say on that note at this point, but the numbers are rolling in and none of it looks good for America. The only good thing happening now is that we are cleaning out all these old bullets and all these old everythings. However, do we have the manufacturing capability to make new ones? I know from when I worked at a project before, our greatest force had been the battleship at that time. The Nimitz was the biggest, the Death Star, right? But the battleship was always known as, you know, the weapon in the field. So they had to sideline these things because they ran on bulk, you know, they ran on bunker fuel, and they wanted to put a nuclear power plant in them, put it back out in the field, because at 16-inch guns and nothing stops a bullet. Missiles may fail, but nothing stops a bullet. Here, the issue had been that they did not have a facility to roll the steel to make new gun barrels if something happened. So they would have had to cannibalize the other battleships, which would have looked bad, would have looked really bad that America had to cannibalize them, until you see what happened recently with the Gerald Ford, where they had to cannibalize parts off of one of the other aircraft in the class to get the goddamn thing out there and unfloat on time. American shipbuilding is such bullshit, it's not even funny. America's weapons building companies are also bullshit. These tank companies and anything that requires, you'd say it requires a lot of skill, it actually requires a lot of forging capability. Germany never gave theirs up, which is why it was odd that we didn't let them have the Leopards, except the fact that we wanted the Abrams tanks off the books so that we could buy this new light tank, which is going to be a piece of shit. Okay, because now we're going to fight every war with a light tank, even in places like a desert where, you know, speed makes survival, but doesn't hurt to have some armor on you too. As they go back to the idea that human life is not worth shit, you're going to see lower and lower amounts of armor on things. As the weapons get more destructive, there's very little you can do anyway. It's psychological. It's like hiding behind a bush when somebody's shooting at you. But that's neither here nor there. So otherwise, have a good day. We had some other stuff coming up. And if you can, go to the website, if you're not watching the website here, which is SouthFloridaConservative.com. I believe they're going to have the whole thing up and launching maybe in 2 weeks. It's a matter of some issue with filling in the blanks. But after that, everything should be good. And there'll be other people, like I said, that are coming in. We had Rick George, good guy. And I'll talk about it later. Bye.